The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, listen, if you are on the upper end of the millennial generation, and we are going to see if some of your most famous slang from back in the day should be brought back and have the kids saying it now. Make it cool again. We'll let you decide. Coming up in a few minutes.
SeaWorld in San Antonio went viral over the weekend. Have you seen this video?
Yeah, we could play another edition of Will It Make Lindsay Gag?
this could, because people were gagging at SeaWorld San Antonio on Saturday during the Killer Whale Show, which they still do in some places. This is at SeaWorld in San Antonio. So the orca comes around and, you know, splashes the crowd. But in this case, one of the killer whales pooped in the tank in the water and then did his signature tail splash to splash the audience. And, I mean, it's like a wave of just dirty water.
Mm-hmm. The toilet water coming at him.
Toilet poop water. And people got sick. They had to go visit the medical tent, the medical facility on site. Said many people were gagging and throwing up. And, I'm surprised this hasn't happened before.
But I get gagging and throwing up. But why you got to go visit the medical tent?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Just because it's gross, not because you're physically ill.
Yeah. But I can get it. Okay, so you threw up. No, I don't need to go to the hospital.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that doesn't really make me gag. I deal with a lot of poop every day for my 2-year-old. So
yeah, once you have kids that kind, and look at me, I'm like, you don't go to the hospital for that.
You're right.
I'm covered.
Riggins is like, pieces. I'm going to the hospital.
I probably will need to from a heart attack or something else.
And Riggins is trying to rustle up a class action suit while they're at the infirmary.
Listen, SeaWorld, you're already on thin ice. I wouldn't.
I'm going to the mayor. I'm going to the city.
Covering people in poop. So, yeah, SeaWorld trending over the weekend. A man in Canada broke the Guinness World Record for the most dogs taken on a single walk. His name is Mitchell Rudy. He led a pack of 38 dogs on a half-mile walk to break the Guinness World Record for most dogs walked simultaneously by an individual. And, you know what? This just proves, you know, anything could be a record if you put your mind to it. I mean,
38's not that many.
Walking 38 dogs simultaneously. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of dogs, no doubt about it, but they all seem well-trained. But
yeah, that record won't last long.
Yeah.
Once somebody says, oh, it's only 38, that was the record, and somebody's going to do 50 easily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a problem. Uh-huh. So it will be short-lived for sure. And then the World Series is set for this Friday, Game 1, the Dodgers and the Yankees. People are really excited, but it is hard to see the Mets fans suffer, you know, so continuously. Is that the worst rabid fan base you could be a part of? Like a Mets fan?
I don't know. White Sox fan would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Be bad to be a White Sox fan.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about irrational fears coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is kind of disturbing. I've been having a reoccurring dream that I killed somebody from my past, a childhood friend, that we just kind of grew apart, like no negative, you know, I just haven't seen him in a long time. I've been having a reoccurring dream for like a month now that I've killed him, and the way it's all found out is I buried him under my floor and sold my house. And the next owner found a hand under the floorboards. Like, it's that same scenario every time. I don't know how I killed him, but it's always determined that here's just the hand under the floorboard. And I don't know what a therapist is going to say about that. If I bring this up, they're like, maybe you have some underlying anger against this person. But I don't. I haven't seen him since we were in like second, third, fourth grade, something like that. But I don't know what that is, but it's disturbing.
We should look up what that means.
I know, I'm sure there's a reason. They're going to be like, oh, this is classic. We've heard about this all the time. You've got...
You're losing your mind.
I hear you're actually going just crazy. We're going to put you on medicine. Put you in the funny farm.
Yeah.
So that's disturbing, but it's totally irrational.
I think maybe it's not your friend. It's a representation of you. And when you were young, how you buried yourself away from society and away from, you know, like your mom says, you know, quoting the Sermon on the Mount, you know, about hiding your light under a bushel.
Right.
That's what that symbolizes.
You've got your therapist right here.
If you were able to pull back the floor and see his entire face and everything, it would probably be you. You'd be looking at yourself.
Stay in the dream and determine that it's me. I'm actually dead.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Stay asleep. Yeah. Stay asleep.
Let's make this dream even better. But it's an irrational fear. And as we go through spooky season, as it's called, what is your most irrational fear? My brother used to be terrified that a commercial plane was going to crash into our house. Like he would freak out. About, what if a plane just hit us? And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, a lot of things could happen. Do you guys have any irrational fears like that?
I don't.
Yeah.
Every fear I have is rational.
They probably are. I believe that.
Agreed. I mean, everything could happen.
That's true. Weirder things. Yeah. At TJ Riggins Show, what is your most irrational fear? There's a lot of these on our Facebook page. And guess what comes up a lot? Frogs.
Yeah. I hate them. That's yours.
That is my thing. I hate frogs with a passion. I think they're disgusting. But you know what else comes up a lot? The deep end of the pool. Mm-hmm. That is people's biggest irrational fear. And I said, what is it? Like sharks? What are you so scared of? And I said, no, there's just something about the unknown in the deep end of the pool.
But it's a pool. We're not dealing with animals in there.
It's still a pool.
It's not like you're jumping off in the middle of the ocean, you know,
right?
10 miles out on a cruise ship.
Right. Yeah.
Deborah said those big drainage gates, grates in parking lots.
Yeah.
She has an irrational fear of.
What is the fear? Does she not? She thinks she's going to fall in them?
I would imagine.
Now, I always go way around them because I don't want to drop my keys down in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, that makes sense.
But I'm not worried it's going to come out.
Yeah. Right.
Melina said, the monster that'll get me if I hang my legs off the side of the bed still. She's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder and Lightning said, Candy. She said, I still cover my head if it's at night with the blanket. Mm. Bananas. I mean, a lot of things.
Bananas,
yeah.
Okay, that's a weirdo right
there. Well, they are irrational.
and they do make monkeys go crazy.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, if you live in North or South Carolina, you may need to save some money every month. Who doesn't? You could possibly be doing that with the with a new mortgage from Richard Takato Companies. Richard Takato and the Richard Takato Companies, the mortgage experts. You're looking to refi. You're looking for a home equity line of credit, any of that stuff. HomeWithRichard.com. HomeWithRichard.com. Riggins has unearthed a video from back in the early 90s, and they are discussing the slang of the day, you know, for adults to pick up on and everything, like they do now. You know, they'll have those little news segments where the nerds on the news will stand there and talk about it. And if you are capping to a Gen Z, that means you're lying. Yeah. Yeah, you're lying. Capping is lying. So they did the same thing back in the 90s. So we're just going to see if you think as a millennial, you top-end millennials would want to bring any of these back.
Here are some other phrases you want to know if you want to be sure to sound hip in the 90s. Yo, a greeting.
Hi. Yo, Curb, what's up?
Yo.
Clutch the pearls, said in amazement or disbelief.
Well, you know he's married.
Clutch the pearls.
Bucked. In the 80s, it was just wasted.
I don't know how many I had, but boy, did I get bucked. I sure felt it the next morning. That was really the worst thing I'd ever done.
I hope you didn't drive home.
No way.
MacGyver, as in the TV show where the impossible is often accomplished.
I can't believe you got off that speeding ticket. What a MacGyver.
Norville, to secretly undermine.
What? I can't believe she stole your job. You've really been Norville.
Black and Decker, or a real tough assignment. You get the analogy, right?
This job is a real grind. It's just a Black and Decker.
Some phrases may be around forever.
Well, look, I gotta run. Peace.
Bye, Tom.
Peace. Wait, what was the last one?
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, peace came back in the 90s. It was a 60s and 70s thing, and then it came back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because Martin Lawrence used to say, peace.
Yeah. I think yo, you can still use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that still works.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, they're just awful.
You know what? Working with y'all is just so Black and Decker. Ah, you make it so difficult.
Clutch the pearls.
Clutch the pearls.
Oh. I hate that one. That's weird. Awful.
And the video looked like one of those, how we have the cheesy harassment videos for the corporations and everything.
Yeah.
Somebody walks up to the desk and says, oh, hi, Rhonda. Yeah. You're working so hard and looking great doing it. Is this acceptable?
I just hate it.
I hated those.
Oh, clutch the pearls. Mm. I never said any of those weird ones in the 90s.
No.
I've never said peace either as a goodbye.
Peace.
Right, peace. Thing.
I've always been against that one.
Yeah.
You're against peace?
I'm against. Peace, yeah. And, except at Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's true. And
goodwill toward men. So they could have done homie. They could have done, you know, any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard a lot of those.
They could have done kick to the curb. That was a 90s thing.
Kick to the curb. I don't mind that one. Yeah. Kick him to the curb.
All that was another one.
Was Word on there?
That was 80s. Word was 80s, yeah.
I still use it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Woo.
There will not be a new edition of TJ and Jody's House today on the social media's apps and whatnot. Because we were gone this weekend for a little anniversary trip and, we didn't get back in time to record. There was a lot of stuff going on at our house. So what we're going to do is, when Lindsay is not here on the show Thursday, my wife Jody will come in and be on the show with us.
Whoa.
Perfect.
For the whole time. And Riggins, I don't want to do a whole lot of, you know, that what's TJ like at home behind the scenes and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, we've done that.
Yeah.
And it's no picnic for her, you know, because I don't do anything.
Right.
I watch TV, same things. I don't have a different life outside of this studio than I have in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, as soon as he gets off the radio, he becomes Mr., you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, no, I'm good on those kind of questions. We've covered it. It's all good.
Right.
We figured it out.
So, if anybody has anything that you want to ask Jody that's not about me or, you know, I don't know what else she has interesting going on in her life outside of me, but you could send us a DM. Get ready for Thursday.
Yeah. She seems very busy. I would want to know what she's up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She does seem on the go.
Yeah.
I want to do a show with her. I hate I'm missing it.
Yeah. Well, why don't you two you replace me on the TJ and Jody's house one day. Just do the podcast with her.
Yeah.
Or you could try, you know, coming to work every day. You know, like most people do.
Yeah, that could actually be an option. How about you work more than 3 days a week, you bum? You lazy bum?
Yeah, she's working it out of the house. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of agree with what's going on in New Zealand now. They have put a timer on hugging at the airport. Okay, when you drop somebody off, there's a 3-minute time limit now on hugging because you're causing traffic backups and everything like that. You get in the hug and then get your stuff, go, and the person that dropped you off gets on out of airport traffic.
Makes sense.
Do you know how long a 3-minute hug is?
That's what I was thinking when you said 3-minute day.
I don't know that I've ever hugged anybody for 3 straight minutes.
A 30-second hug is long to me.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to try that.
We used to work with a guy who was a long, big hugger. And I don't think he ever reached 30 minutes. And this would be when he's being all sentimental and stuff. Something's happening. No way did it ever reach 3 minutes. And then they're complaining. These people are complaining because in New Zealand, because their hugs are being timed.
They're like, no, only 3 minutes. That's forever.
How dare you tell us how long we can hug? We may never see them again. Okay.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, right. We're out here in the world. Out here in the far side of the world. I need to hug my mates before they leave forever.
But I guess they did get that idea from my wife, who, you know, has infamously timed our hugs. Yeah, like I've told y'all before, I feel her over my shoulder looking at her watch while we're hugging. But look, let's not talk about that when she gets here Thursday.
Okay. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Ooh. Better be careful if you're leaving your shoes outside. Somebody could steal them for nefarious reasons. We'll give you that story coming up.
Now Trending, sponsored by No More Last Days. Awesome organization helping dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. Learn more at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go visit them in person. They're at the Renaissance Festival every weekend through the end of November. tjriggins.com/lastdays. Congratulations to the New York Liberty defeating the Minnesota Lynx to win their first WNBA championship. Now, I know the ratings for the playoffs dropped off dramatically once Caitlin Clark's team was eliminated. But still, this is a great season for the WNBA. A lot of people were checking it out to see the game. So if you had asked me what Minnesota's WNBA team was called, the Lynx, I would have had no idea. No. But now you know.
Now you know, yeah.
Now you know. So a lot of people were checking that out.
Yeah. And those people, I guess, nobody told them that there was football and baseball on?
There was football and baseball on all weekend. They do run those WNBA games right alongside football games.
That's sad that nobody told them.
Oh. I guess they do that. But,
oh, well.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
They got to figure out a way to squeeze them in there. But, yeah, baseball is trending. World Series is set. It's going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees. A lot of people are really excited for that. I'm sure that's good for ratings, too. People get tired of seeing it.
And two biggest markets.
Two huge markets, and people are excited for that. DiGiorno is introducing their Thanksgiving pizza. It costs you $9.99. It starts with a Detroit-style crust, and then it's topped with all the Thanksgiving usual suspects, cheddar cheese, turkey, green beans, cranberries, and what they call a gravy sauce. So here's what it looks like, $9.99 for the frozen DiGiorno Thanksgiving pizza.
Yeah, I bet I could make one of those that's not terrible.
Now, yeah.
Probably a lot better than the frozen pizza ones, but I could make it. I might do it just for the fun of it. Yeah. I mean, you could actually put homemade chicken and dressing on a pizza crust, and then I don't know that I'd put cheese on it, but
is there a sauce or is it gravy?
It'd be like a gravy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd put my white gravy on that.
Now that I could get down
with. Yeah, I'm telling you, I could do one of those, and it wouldn't be disgusting.
Yeah, okay.
Any chance you could switch the sauce for a gravy? Is that possible? TJ said something last week that everybody, it just sort of passed everybody, but I have not stopped thinking about it. I'm going to ask him about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I want to ask TJ about something he said last week that I need a little clarification on because I have been thinking about it a lot.
Ask me.
I will because I want to get some details on it. But first of all, however fat you think you might be, you're not fat enough to be seasoning up your honey bun. There's a video that's going viral of a woman. She's like, look at my husband. And she walks in behind him. He's in the kitchen. He's got a honey bun unwrapped. And he's seasoning it up with cinnamon sugar and spreading butter on it. And then he's going to put it in the oven. It's like, dang, yeah. I mean, how fat?
I can see that making it better. Yeah, but it's unnecessary, I guess. Yeah. You've gone to the next level.
Yeah, everybody in the comments was like, actually, this is brilliant.
It's brilliant, but do you do it?
Yeah. He's got a thick coating of cinnamon sugar on top of this honey bun with butter on it and then throws it in the microwave.
Let me write this down.
It's big back stuff right there. But I want to ask TJ about something he said last week, and he said this during a commercial, so I hope I'm not putting you on blast or saying anything that might hurt you. But in conversation, I think you were talking to Rob, TJ, and you said, you know, I'm getting ready for bed, so I'm already mad. And and then we just kind of moved on. And I thought, what does that mean? Is there, do you get, what is, what did that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what the context was, but I'm guessing it was because either I don't want to go to bed or I'm getting mad because I know that I'm going to go in there and not go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be one of those things, or if just the nighttime routine gets so overwhelming with like the CPAP thing or whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
it's all just, that teeth brushing and
flossing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Because I get super excited when it's time for me to go to bed, and sometimes it's the earlier the better. I get super pumped. So I was like, oh, I wonder if he gets mad every time he's got to go to bed.
No,
it's just
a lot though.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times I don't know why I'm wasting my time coming in here. I could be up there watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
In my puffy couch room. Cause I'm not going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And so then the night I woke up dreaming that my daughter in my sleep was shooting me full of heroin just for the fun of it.
What?
That's a terrible dream.
Isn't that crazy?
Tapping you up. Dying off and everything?
Yeah. I don't think my daughter does heroin. I don't know where that came from.
You don't think? No, I'd say not.
Well, I had been watching that documentary on those hair bands, and one of them died of heroin overdose. So maybe that's where that came from.
Janie, Lane, Laney. Got it. That'll make sense.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Everybody talks about wanting to go to Greece on vacation. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. There's something that you may want to think about before you book that vacation. They just put a guy on probation there in Greece, 28 years old, because he was breaking into people's houses and smelling the women's shoes.
Ooh.
And then one family came home, and they had been out hiking, and they left their shoes outside the door, and this guy came up and was caught out there sniffing their shoes.
Ooh.
The wife's shoes, the mom's shoes.
After a hike, those things were funky.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a bloodhound. He sought those out.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to Greece now.
Well, you can't. With
weirdos like that.
Oh.
That bum you out if a foot freak wasn't into your feet?
No. Rarely are they into men's.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I know.
So, no.
I'm bummed. If someone's not liking my sweaty shoes, I'm bummed.
It would give me a complex.
It's more your shoes than your feet, though.
Yeah.
She holds her shoes in higher regard than her feet.
You'd get it if they thought your feet were gross, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, who doesn't?
Truth.
Yeah, she'd be upset if they did.
Right.
She'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Right. Have you seen these?
Gross. And then, let's see if I think we have time to play this little clip of a lady who was going through something, and she is a woman of my own heart.
I literally don't understand. I'm using a stud finder, and every time I put a hole in the wall, it's not a stud, but it keeps telling me it's a stud, and I'm so frustrated. I just want my TV on my wall.
Bless her heart. I have been there so many times. Well, not weeping that way, but in frustration trying to do something that I'm not good at doing.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And she's trying to hang a TV on the wall. But why does she video herself doing that?
Right.
That's the thing. I'm breaking down crying. Why am I video? Is she putting that out there so somebody will come help her?
Probably.
Yeah.
She even says, for help. I'm a pink doing a blue job.
Oh, okay. So gender roles then. Okay. Wow.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You know, they make a big deal now about in the NASA, having a lot of women who work there and minorities and things like that. And they don't allow stereotyping and all that of the women who do work there. You know, like you can't just make them all put on, you know, nice glasses and put their hair up in a bun with pencils sticking out of them and, you know, pencil skirts and, you know, looking all pretty and everything. They don't allow that.
Oh.
But NASA used to hold beauty pageants back in the 50s and 60s. Did what? Y'all know that?
No.
No.
The title changed names a few times. It started out being called Misguided Missile. That's not a joke.
Oh.
The Misguided Missile Pageant.
Misguided. Huh. I get it. Okay.
The Misguided Missile. And then it was called Queen of Outer Space.
Queen of Outer Space.
And then they settled on Miss NASA.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Were any of them hot?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't look up any pictures or anything. I just thought, you know, I got stuck on Misguided Missile.
Yeah.
Right.
See, now that would have been a better title if they would have had a man pageant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mr. Guided Missile.
Way better.
Yeah.
Man.
And you can't imagine that anybody.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
is that cute, I right?
Mean, well, seems like a weird contest to have.
Misguided Missile.
You think that if they worked for NASA, they weren't going to be pretty enough to be in a pageant?
Yeah, that was my original thought, 100%. Okay, and not exclusive to women. I mean, I'm sure the guys are horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that they had to work for NASA at the time. I don't know. It could have been just NASA sponsored a pageant. And because in the 50s, they may not have had enough women working at NASA.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hard
to even be in a pageant, to have a pageant. So
they're like, Rhonda, you're in the pageant. She's like, I don't want to do it. I just want to do my work. Like,
yeah.
Like, put that dress on and get out.
Yeah. It's like, I'm 70.
Yeah. But you know, the questionnaire part, they were excellent at.
Yeah,
they were very
yeah.
well spoken. Yeah. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah. I would like to be able to find some footage of that, one of those pageants.
Yeah.
100%.
Surely that's out there.
Miss NASA.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right. Okay. Okay, Miss NASA.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.